Blackstone Audio presents Stuff to Die For by Don Bruns. Prologue. The brief article about Salvador Santori's death appeared in the Miami Herald. When I read that they'd found his body on top of the Colony Hotel on Ocean Boulevard in South Beach, I paid a little more attention to the story than I normally would have. Santori had 20 years in the CIA with extensive training in espionage. This guy was used to the cat-and-mouse game, spy versus spy. I read the story with interest, wondering if the death was really relevant to all the crap James and I had been through. Maybe his murder was an isolated incident, but James M. and I had been this close to being killed, and in the process I may have lost the greatest girl I've ever known. So, I thought about the story for a while, and I believe I know why Santori died. I even have a good idea who killed him. Actually, after all that happened to us, I have a real good idea of how Santori died. If you ever get a chance sometime, take a walk down Ocean Boulevard and watch the slow parade of luxury cars as twilight settles on the colorful Art Deco district in Miami. It's fun, it's entertaining, and it really makes you feel alive. I used to view the fancy clubs, the swanky restaurants, and the crazy people and think all things were possible. You just had to use your imagination. It's just that I never, in a million years, could have ever imagined what did happen. Chapter 1. Believe me, when James first suggested we start a hauling business, I would have said no way in hell if I'd known we'd be hauling.